Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Gabriel. He asks, I purchased a mixed-use property. I have several tenants who are leasing from me, but these were leases in effect at the time that I purchased the building. If the lease agreement is for 3 years after that period, can I raise their rent amount? Well, Gabriel, it will depend on what the lease provisions in the contract says. If the tenant has an option to renew for a specific amount already stated in the lease, then you may not be able to raise the rent. If there is no provision addressing an option to renew, then you can. The next question is from Glory in Gladstone, Michigan. Glory asks, can a seller's realtor sue me if I cancel the purchase agreement and back out of a closing that did not occur by the date listed in the purchase agreement? Generally, no, Glory. The seller's agent has no rights against you directly for commission or any other fees. Their agreement is between the seller only. However, a buyer's agent can bring an action against you for their portion of the commission that the buyer's agent would have earned had you closed. The seller may have an equitable action against you. That depends on the remedy set forth in the purchase agreement for specific performance and can compel a sale. I hope that helps. The final question today is from Winifred in Greenville, Michigan. Winifred asks, does a personal representative of an estate get reimbursed for her court costs and attorney fees from the home sale proceeds? Yes, Winifred. It is very common that a probate judge will allow the personal representative to be reimbursed by the estate for their fees for bringing the probate action. It is usually stated as one of the first provisions in a will. When there is no will, the attorneys may need to request the judge to allow the estate to reimburse the personal representative. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at www.provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.